right, welcome back to the show. They say sometimes you have to experience the original before you can tell between the fake and original. If you've never taken an original bottle of a soda drink or a soda beverage, you may not know what it feels like. So you can't tell between the original and the fake. If you've never taken an original bottled water, you can hardly tell between an original bottled water and the fake. So sometimes it's easier when you know what the original tastes like. Then you can tell that what you're currently having is fake. The truth is, some people, they will encounter a particular product the first time, and it's sadly the fake product. Or would I say, some people first encounter of a particular product may begin with the fake. Now, the Director General of the National Agency of Food and Drug Administration and Control, Professor Mojisola Adeyeye, said the agency intercepted counterfeiters involved in the production of a variety of fake beverages, including wines, soft drinks, and other products in the Ezeoku market in Aba, Abia State. Professor Adeyeye, who said this at a virtual media piling Abuja on Monday, disclosed that the street value of the confiscated and destroyed fake products is estimated at over 750 million naira. Now, as someone who is interested in the numbers and as someone who knows what 750 million naira is worth currently, I began to wonder, how much will it take to set up a beverage producing factory? Let's assume you want to sell sweetened drinks, drinks that are not 100% natural. Sourcing for the ingredients for these drinks will cost you how much? The packaging materials for this drink will cost you how much? When I'm talking packaging, I'm talking about the container, I'm talking about the branding, and you know, coming up with labels and getting a NAFDAC number and all the checks that will have to go through to certify it fit for human consumption. How much will it really cost? Let's say you don't want to go large scale yet and you want to start small, but it is your original idea, right? Okay, let's assume you don't want to even go into these ones that can stay for a very long time because they are preservatives, they're sweeteners, and they're this and that. And you want to do 100% natural beverage. Orange juice, tiger nut juice, what's this other one called? Pineapple juice, you name it. How much would it indeed cost to produce these things on a small scale till you're able to get to the point where you're producing on a larger scale? Imagine everybody in River State is taking your particular brand of natural fruit juice or whatever it is. It may not seem like a lot. Maybe it is a lot. But it seems like a far more concrete, genuine and legal venture to invest in something more original, right? Or am I the one who is overthinking it? Why then do you now invest so much in producing fake when you can actually make original? And let's not just limit this conversation to beverages. Some of you make clothes, for instance, and you know how much the original fabric will cost to make those clothes. And guess what? If you go for the original and produce original, there are people that will buy at whatever price you give to them. Why still go ahead and source for fake materials and then sell fake or produce fake? How does it feel that there is someone out there who has the original idea of producing, for instance, Nigeria Info t-shirts? And people are buying Nigeria Info t-shirts. People are beginning to identify with the brand Nigeria Info t-shirts all over the world. You now sit wherever you are and you say, I don't want to now start coming up with my own name. I want to be making the fake of Nigeria Info t-shirt. Oh, come on, ladies and gentlemen. 0817-923-0002. Again, 0817-923-0002. We also have 0817-923-0003. Again, 0817-923-0003. Then, of course, we have the WhatsApp and Telegram number for your WhatsApp and Telegram messages. It is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Again, the question is, why do people invest so much in producing fake products when they can actually produce original? Join the conversation on X at Nigeria Info PH is our X handle, and our Facebook page remains Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, where you can watch us live and drop your comments in the comment section, and they'll definitely be read in cause of the conversation. So I have someone on the line. I just wait for the call screen. Oh yes, the call screener is in standby to take your calls first before passing you on to me in the studio. So a certain Mr. Clement is calling me from NTA Road. Compliments of the season, Clement. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Madam Didi.
Good afternoon. How do
so
you do?
I have a question. Mm. What are your questions straight? I think we want to cut corners in this part of the world.
We what?
We love to cut corners.
We love to cut corners. Okay, okay.
The noodle is okay now. Yeah, the noodle pattern. And that is the 2-minute pattern. You don't want to go through the process that you will use in achieving your purpose. You just want it quick, thereby banking on the people who have put in their sweat. Over the years, and right on that to start your own, and thereby maybe using their own template, their own capital to start up your business. You see, Madam Didi, I have attended so many seminars, especially the ones that are organized or partnered with is it the Bank of Industry Nigeria? Yeah, the Bank of Industry Nigeria, the ones that will come and tell you. We want to empower SME. We want to create Nigerian brand products and all that. Let's get, you know, the foundation of this fake product that you are seeing. In fact, it's what gives birth to liquid soap. You know those local liquid soap they use?
Yes, I know them.
Exactly. That is what gives birth to all this liquid soap, all this fragrance, this local fragrance, and all that. Now, that is not a bad idea. You understand? Now, the messages in this seminar and what they told the Nigerians, the SMEs who want to venture into the wrongly sent thing. That is why you see that somebody, some persons get it right, but trust me, the market will allow them to country. The people who cannot do it well, they choose to do it the way they are doing it now. So, the World Bank, is it World Bank? I keep saying World Bank. The Bank of Industry. Nigeria. Secondly, in collaboration with the Standard Organization of Nigeria and then NASDAQ. I've been to seminars where these people send a representative to come and talk about products that I just mentioned a while ago. Of course, now that one is to verify, to give you numbers and all that, to indicate that that is why somebody...
Okay, Clement, I'm sorry. We have three people waiting on the line. I have to let you go. Dominic from Igrita, welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. About people investing in fake products. Okay, we're in Nigeria, where people do almost every negative thing and goes off free. They should be charged, though I don't blame them. because they are investors. Now my blame will go to these individuals that have got these skills. Why don't they work on themselves and get a name and bring it out there? A good product will sell itself, if you ask me. Hello, are you there?
I'm here, Dominic. I'm here with you.
Okay. So that's it. I must say, thank you for me.
No question. Zion from GRA, welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead, Zion.
The government of Nigeria is the reason and the cause why there's a deficit of big materials, products, beverages, otherwise in the country. The country of Nigeria is like a premise where just come and do whatever you want to do and go as long as you are not caught.
Really?
Yes. As long as you are not caught, no problem. But if they catch you, okay, we'll fix it up. You just make mention of those banks, banks of industry, banks of agriculture, mortgage bank. Mention any of these banks that is working. One that is working. That any time you need those instruments, you can just walk in through it. The success free or disability studies based on verification, certification, they give you the instrument. Mention one. Even the mortgage bank.
Okay, Mr. Zion, is your argument centered around funding? Is funding really the challenge?
Hold on.
I understand you. I do not disagree with you. So who is funding the fake market products? Who is funding the fake product market?
Do you know how they manage to build that market to that level?
No, who is funding it, really?
This is their own impute.
Nobody funds it.
Look at the...
So wait, hold on. Let us understand. Are you saying it is self-funded?
It's self-funded.
Exactly my point. So if you can self-fund a fake product market, what about self-funding an original product market?
How will you get the materials to build the original?
How did you get the materials to make the fake?
Look at the Abashu we talked about.
Okay.
I did a study. They said that gum, using gum in the shoe, a liter is 50,000 naira.
Okay.
1 liter.
Okay.
That is original.
Okay.
Now you are a startup. Where will you get the money to get that 50 liters? So that's 50,000. Where will you get the money?
So wait.
A startup.
You would rather go and get gum of how much? 2,000.
Exactly. And do anything.
Okay. So, Mrs. Zion, I am one who... I look forward to perfection. I look forward to what doing is what doing well. If I buy something from you, he doesn't last. Why would I come back and buy from you?
You are one. There are other 2 million that are waiting to come and buy that will not come back to buy again.
Oh, I see.
Are you seeing the problem now?
I see.
But if the government has been there to give them the instruments, go and do this. These people will give you perfect material. Okay, now she's going to shut down the market. Can we also go back, seize the environment, other environment, put these mechanisms and instruments that are needed for original art?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Zion. Mira from Okrika, sorry for keeping you waiting. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
It's okay, Denise. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I know when Big Boss is on the line, I have to wait.
I don't think it's a Big Boss thing, but go ahead.
Is that?
It's not a Big Boss thing. There were several other persons on the line. Now that you're on the line, Hillary from Rumi Boy is also on the line. So just go ahead.
It's all right. Mm. It's okay, Denise. Now, Denise, it was some days ago I bought a liquid milk. Do you know that, sir? You can hardly get original liquid milk except you enter a very good supermarket.
Original what?
Liquid milk.
Liquid milk. Oh, okay.
Yes. Liquid milk. You can hardly get I don't know if it's my area, I don't know, but you can hardly get a good, I don't even want to mention the names of all of them, except you enter into it. So even the sachet ones, that is the problem. Denise, this is the festive period for a person to be traveling. Do you know the kind of fake tires we have? In the market, the number of fake tires is very difficult. Especially the person you know for a long time that one gets you good tires, you know them, otherwise, the need. This is a problem. The standard organization, the amount of existence in this country, is a very big issue. If you go to the hospitals, the kind of sickness that we were not seeing before, even we're seeing now, even eating their food, the children's food, cereals, fake milk. People are so heartless that they can even produce fake children milk. When you go to the hospital, you see a little child developing some kind of strange illness. It's so pathetic and so disheartening beneath. So I don't know if the relevant authorities, what do we do to awaken them? My parents are sick, so sick, and because of drugs.
All right, thank you so much, Mirel. Hillary from Rumiwo, welcome to the Sunny Side. The question remains, why do people invest so much in producing fake when they can actually be producing original? Go ahead. I said the question is, why do we invest so much in producing fake when we can actually produce original?
It just down to greed.
Greed.
You don't want to maximize profit. I mean, the manufacturer, you don't want to maximize profit. They don't have value for human life. You can see countries like small countries like Togo, they put premium on their goods, even down to the shoes their citizens. Their citizens is all quality. So I don't know what our problem here in Nigeria.
Okay. Thank you so much, Hillary. So as much as we are not happy with the situation, I'd like for our comments to be directed towards the question being asked, the investment in fake products. I'd like to read through some WhatsApp messages before I move over to Facebook messages. Ezekiel Isaiah says people spend more time to produce fake because they don't know the original mixture for the items. They just read the label on the ingredients used. I may not know the due process to be followed. Why not go and learn? If you want to enter into the beverage industry, you know, consumable industry, you have this passion for satisfying the cravings of people that are labeled as sweet tooth. How about you do your due diligence to go and get the training or the certification or the registration? Get the quality ingredients, get the quality machines, get everything. What doing is what doing well. Is that not what we always say? So why produce fake? Why endanger the lives of your fellow human beings? All because you want to make money. Did you pick the ingredients for producing that beverage in your kitchen? No, you had to go and source for it somehow. Where the people that are going to even come together to work to produce fake, you would have to pay them the same way you would pay them. I mean, running a business is always going to be capital intensive. It's always going to consume capital one way or the other. So rather than going big, if you don't have the capacity to go big, why not start small with whatever little capital that you have and make the most of it? You must not produce what another person has produced. Produce your own. Give it your own name. Now I hear there is Original Andre, and my colleague he started a thread on Twitter. The fake drinks in the market, add your own. There's this up. There's I don't even want to mention their name, so it doesn't seem like I'm advertising brands, but you know what I mean. Now, some of us will only know that these ones are fake because we know what the original feel like and look like. What about several other persons who do not know? Is it funny also that there are people who do not mind? So while one person is busy producing, the other person invests in what we call distribution. So when you produce, I will come and pay you XYZ amount of money to buy the fake from you, and I go ahead to distribute it. It's a market. like every other market that will have the different levels of production, that will have to move from the manufacturer to the wholesaler to the retailer to the final consumer. It's a market. Who are the people investing monies in that market? Why are they not rather channeling those same resources to producing something concrete, original, healthier? Okay. Some people are just evil and they don't stop till the effects of their actions hit them personally. It's not about lack of funds or opportunities, just that some people have an evil heart. Sometimes it costs even more money and effort to do a bad thing than it takes to do the right thing. It's not just with snacks or beverages. Some years ago, we ran into this syndicate in Abuja made up of at least a couple of doctors who were deliberately misdiagnosing healthy people and pharmacists dispensing fake or expired medication for those conditions. I don't even want to think about the scale of damage they caused. My heart skips a bit when I remember it. My faith in humanity has not recovered. The people who weren't even sick were getting diagnosed with cancer. A young lady who wasn't even up to 28 at the time was subjected to a completely unnecessary, oh my God, mastectomy and radiation therapy for breast cancer she did not have. Add the physical pain of those treatments and surgery to the emotional trauma of thinking you might die, only for you to find out you never had cancer. This particular case was overseen by more than one doctor. This actually happened in Abuja. There's no way it was about money. Some people are just evil. Amsoki Fubara says, Nigeria is just notorious for having substandard items. If you want this, see the price. If you want that one, see the price. Not good at all. The Standard Organization of Nigeria should step up in protecting Nigerian consumers. Sometimes they say we are smart, but is that really smartness? Copying and doing the fake is myopic smartness. The long and short for the matter is bad behavior, bad morals, and no patriotism, plus greed, and our Nigerian penchant for foreign goods. Since you love, they fake the foreign one for you. Azuma from Aba says, this one is for Andrew. Mira from Okrika says, Anise, I think the reason is that they spend less to produce the fake and sell it at the same cost with the original, thereby maximizing so much profit. Really? Good afternoon, Denise. The problem is that we focus on needs instead of value. We don't know what is value in this part of the world. The other one says, good morning, Didi. It's afternoon. It's out of greed and the stress of registering of a formal organization. And Didi, the tax involved is something else. Permit me to go to Facebook at this juncture. Wait. My Facebook brethren, I did not forget you. Where is it? Sorry. Plethora of messages. We have to come back to these messages. So, Ndubueze Emmanuel says, Nigeria as a nation is fake. So what's more fake products than Nigeria as a nation with lawlessness and indiscriminate call to others in judgment? How did that make way into this conversation now? Does that justify the fact that people are investing in fake products? Joseph Edwards says, love and desperation to make money, greed, impatience, wickedness, because it's often much cheaper to produce a fake product than an original one, as the materials and labor costs are usually lower. It's a wicked, ruthless, and terrible world we are in. Ineyi Agbazineke says, good afternoon, Nigerian. For normally, some people like fake products. This one, na Advent Tech. My name, na Jack Sparrow from Delta. Divine Toddy Palab says, I don't know why people go for the fake when the original is attainable. Well, some have bad spirits for everything. I'm so sorry about that. This one is from Icha Ifanichukwu. Okay. Thank God, Wala says, because many Nigerians need it. Really? We need the fake? David Otasi Jr. says, oh dear. Isaiah Solomon says, because they have people that will patronize them. If they're not encouraging them, then they will stop. Udeme Odofia says, just the shortcuts to maximize profits. Wickedness. Don Giddy says, good afternoon. I think it's the cost of producing the original one. The manufacturers just want to make extra gains or profit. The problem is that this fake product is very harmful to the body and can lead to loss of lives. Not only God go help us. Ogu Ajani Justice says Consumer Protection Agency, NAFDAC, and Standard Organization of Nigeria have all failed in your responsibilities. God Knows Chikwe says, espouse on the virtues including ethical commerce. I don't think I understand that, but Denise, the way forward is to consume organic foods. You would be surprised that even some people that say they are selling organic are putting preservatives inside, and it's not all that organic. The trend of fake consumption of goods is something we all should be interested in. The reason for the increase in kidney failure and other related diseases. Check every product you're buying this time around. Government, no get your time. Ewa Rejoice Oji from Ahoda. So we'll come back to this, yeah? Didi, why is NAFDAC registry different number for the same product of the same sizes?
It's natural to have different ideologies. We tend to see things from different perspectives. So, share your views on the sunny side as we make room for philosophical, ethical, and thought-provoking discussions. The Sunny Side, 12 noon to 3 p.m., Monday to Friday, on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, welcome back to the show. I did not see that recorded program coming up on... In short, I do not remember. Let me be honest. So, this is me, you know, always keeping my promise to come back and read through your final messages. So, we're talking about investment in fake products. And the question I had asked was, why do people invest so much in producing fake when they can actually be producing the original? Someone says, stop buying malt, energy drinks, popular bottled water, a traffic import haircut. Stop drinking soft drinks at occasion, weddings, birthdays, burials. Suppliers usually buy from fake producers to double their profit. Stop consuming popular drinks, especially the ones that are everywhere. Blame sun for the criminality. Kidney diseases are very common now in our society. To authenticate pharmaceutical products, some manufacturers added a scratch to USSD code. Those Nigerian Bank of Industry is working. Check their social media pages. CBN is directly working with them. These progresses are seen as crap to SMEs. We don't like to follow Nigerian laws. We want to cut corners to the top agencies and the offices, collect bribes. So all these fake products... manufacturers. Denise, the way forward is consume organic foods. Why is NAFDAC registry different number for the same product of the same sizes? Example, 500 Naira bread. NAFDAC number is different from 1,300 bread of same ingredient, but different in size from the bakery. 200 Naira cola. NAFDAC number is different from 250 cola from the same manufacturer. Imagine you make package crayfish of six different sizes. You must get NAFDAC numbers for all of them. How can SME meet up with all these policies? This can give rise to fake products in Nigeria. Think about it. I never really noticed. I'll find out. Good afternoon, Didi. Greediness, when one man will want to venture into many things that brings in money, both the ones they are professionals in and the ones they do not have any knowledge in. Insofar as they have the money to run that business, thereby depriving the original marketer's business. Definitely there will be fake. Lady V, send that in. Good afternoon, Denise. Compliments of the season. It's Mabel from Friday's show. Mabel, I waited for your account number forever and I didn't see it. And today is Tuesday. Sadly, I don't know what I can do at this point about this account number you sent. I mean, I waited and it took forever for you to send it. So, I don't really know. It was a simple instruction before I left the studio. Send your account number to me now, because once I leave, I'm gone. I wouldn't come back on a Friday because of your account details. So whenever you win on any show and the anchor of the show leaves an instruction, please do well to follow through, all right? Dan Giddy says, good afternoon. I think it's the cost of producing the original one. The manufacturers just want to make extra gains or profit. The problem is that this fake product is very harmful to body and can lead to loss of lives. Exactly. Exactly. So, if you know someone that... Okay, I don't think I've read this one. Ogu Ajani Justice says, Consumer Protection Agency, NAFDAC, and Standard Organization of Nigeria have all failed in their responsibilities. So, the truth is, some of us know someone that is directly involved in the manufacturing of substandard, fake, or counterfeit products. And we wouldn't speak out for some reason, maybe because we are benefiting from these actions. The sad reality is that it comes back to bite you in one way or the other. Yes. So while you think you are selling to others, the products will sometimes come back to your doorstep. It's like when you give bad 100 naira notes to a taxi driver and you feel like that 100 naira note is gone. And before you know it, the money changes hands until your son that is going to board a public vehicle will give the taxi man 200 naira and the taxi man is required to give him 100 naira change. And then your son takes the 100 naira change and brings it home. And you ask for the change and he gives you. And you just realize that it is the same 100 naira that you had tried to, you know, throw away in the hands of somebody that has some way somehow come back to you. Some call it smartness, some call it wiseness, sharp practice, cutting corners. There's no morality in business. It's survival of the fittest, it's dog eat dog. Until just maybe you get to consume that harmful product yourself, or someone so close to you consumes it. Start small. You mustn't do big yet. But whatever capital you have, but ensure that you have original. I mean, give it a name. Denise Wine. It's your name. It's far better than imitating Nigeria Info Wine. Because every time people will remember Nigeria Info Wine, what happened to the Denise that was the brain behind it anyway? So if you have the brains to produce fake, it's the same brains you can use to produce original. And some of you fake producers have made a bad name for the original because it's the name they see and they say, big, their quality don't drop, or this company's quality has dropped, or that company's quality has dropped. Meanwhile, they don't even know what's going on. So please, if we love ourselves, I think we should invest more in original. The very original of the very original, if possible.